So Wayne took some heat this week. Wayne's Auckland's mayor, of course, and Wayne wasn't up to much, apparently, when he should have been last Friday. He's since apologised, called a review and rung the Herald to tell them not to F him over. My observation of the week is a lot of people didn't really perform the way they should have, but as I said several times this week, I wasn't expecting them to. This country has been littered over the years with various disasters that weren't dealt to properly because the people who frequent the emergency and civil defence offices, not to mention the council's and the mayor's offices, are fairly mediocre. You can add the Ministry of Education in this time round, blame Wayne all you want, but their performance was spectacular in its level of incompetence. The trouble with Wayne, like most stories, is blame can be shared about a bit. Wayne is a cantankerous old sod who doesn't suffer fools, but here's the thing, we knew that. I think I might have had the advantage over many who got all agitated this week, given I wasn't expecting much from anyone, therefore I wasn't disappointed. You see, you can't have it both ways. You can't ignore local body politics the way that most people do, and then get grumpy when they don't perform. It's a two-way street. Wayne won an election, and he won it by a lot. He has a mandate, and to this point he's operating to form, which brings us to the media. He doesn't like the media, and the media don't like him. Add also the fact the media in general take themselves far too seriously, so when he calls them drongos, one, he's correct, but two, they shouldn't get so tetchy about it. Wayne isn't setting the world on fire, but equally, there is no doubt in my mind the media are out to get Wayne because they wanted Defesso Collins to win, and they can't believe the rest of the world doesn't think the way they do. And on that point, Wayne is in fact right. He won. He has a mandate. He's got 3 years. He doesn't have to resign. He doesn't have to give interviews. The ultimate test of that approach will come in 2025. It's called democracy, which brings us back to the start of all this. If we actually participated in democracy a bit better, this whole week might have been a lot different.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.